Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Tesvav, Megillah 15. So back on Daf Yudalad, we had the Talmud that listed the seven female prophetesses, and they were Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Huldah, and Esther. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us that there were four beautiful women, because the Gemara is working off of the seven female prophetesses. So the Gemara tells us that there were four spectacularly beautiful women in the world, and some of these, at least three of them, are going to be of the prophetesses themselves. So of these seven prophetesses, three of them, the Talmud says, were outstandingly beautiful. So who are these women? So the Talmud says, Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nashim Yefeifios. There were four women that were astoundingly beautiful in the world. And these are the ones, who they are: Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, Esther. Sarah, our mother Sarah, our matriarch, Rachav. We know that Rachav was the one who Joshua, according to the Talmud, married. She was the one who the spies went to. Avigail was the one who married David. She was originally the wife of Nabal, and she married David. And the last one was Esther. So the Gemara says, well, we have a question here, because we had said on 13a, we had said that Esther was very green. So green is not usually associated with beauty. So the Talmud says, Lamanda Amar, Esther Yirak Rokes. So according to the one who says that Esther was green, and so therefore she was not considered to be beautiful, Mapik Esther, we're going to take out Esther from this list, as Esther was not astoundingly beautiful, Umayel Vashti, and we're going to include in her place Vashti. And so therefore Vashti is going to be considered to be the one who is spectacularly beautiful. According to the Marsha, the sages had a tradition that these women were more beautiful than all the other women that were mentioned in Tanakh as being beautiful. And the Gemara here says that their beauty, why is the Gemara talking about the beauty of these women? To tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created beautiful people in the world. That's what the Iyun Yaakov says. And Noda Behuda says that the reason why the Talmud mentions their beauty is because each one has a specific benefit. So Noda Behuda explains that Sarah, the reason why it talks about Sarah's beauty is to say just how modest she was, and that she was so holy for Abraham that despite her beauty, nobody else was able to gaze upon her. And Noda Behuda says that the reason why Rachav and Abigail are mentioned is to explain that we're learning from here that everybody has to be very careful not to gaze at women, because these were so beautiful. These women were so beautiful that if a person would just look at them, they could, God forbid, fall into sin. And the reason why I mentioned Esther is to show God's divine providence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created her with beauty in order to save the Jewish people. And according to one who says Vashti is to show the wonders of God's miracles, that even though Vashti was so beautiful, nevertheless, meaning to say from the perspective of the nature and the way the world works, Esther was nowhere near the beauty that Vashti was, but nevertheless, through God's mercy, God saved her. Now, even so, this is the reason why the Talmud is talking about beauty, even though we mentioned Sheker Achein Vehevelav Yofi Yisha Yiras Hashem Yitisalol, that beauty is false. Then why are we mentioning it? It's to show that when there's the fear of God, that overcomes everything. And so therefore, that's the reason why the Talmud is mentioning that these holy ishos nashim tzikonios, that their beauty was as a result of their righteousness. So then the Talmud says, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Rachav Bishma Zinta, anybody mentioning her name, a person would follow after would be caught into sin. Just by mentioning her name, it would be so much of an enticement to the men who would sin as a result. But Yael Bekoa, that Yael, her voice would cause men to sin, and Avigail Bischirasa, and Avigail, that what caused men to sin was just by remembering her and mentioning her. So Rachav was her name, Yael was her voice, and Avigail was by just talking about her. Or Michal Bat Shaul, this is a new one who is not listed until now. So Michal, the daughter of Saul, Bereiasa. Anybody who would see her would be brought into sin. So it was the commentaries tell us that this was a tradition that each one of them had something specific that would cause the men to lead, to be brought into sin, and nevertheless each of them is based in the verses. Rachav, because it says Isha Zona Ushma Rachav, she's a harlot and her name was Rachav, so we see that it's attached to her name, so that the znus, the licentiousness, happened as a result of her name. But with respect to Yael in the book of Judges, it says Vatomer Elav Sura Doni Sura. That means to say that she spoke to him. She said, "Depart, my master, depart." So we see by speaking to Sisera, she caused him to go astray. And Avigail, because it says Vizachartas Amasecha, meaning to say you should remember. So by that's a sign that the licentiousness happened as a result of the Zechira, by remembering her. And with respect to Michal, it says about Michal, the daughter of Saul, Michal Bashal Nishkefa Ba'ad Chalon, she was gazing outside the window. And this teaches us that she didn't want to go out because she didn't want anybody to see her. So that's how the Marsha attributes each of these characteristics based upon verses in the Torah.